felt he was very impersonal.
Okay, we're holding the Gemara. No. Every word is recorded. We're up to the Gemara today. Correct. Up to today, Daf Nun Ches on the base, the bottom of the page. Boyim and Neid, Abchia by Yosef Mishmuel. Abchia by Yosef had a question from Shmuel. Interesting, Shaila. Koyin Godl, Shekidesh, Esaktana. A Koyin Godl was Makadesh, a young girl. But before he had a chance to marry her, or Bogra Tachta, she became an adult. She's no longer a Psula. And we know, we'll soon see that according to one day, that a Koyin Godl.
Just mean she turned 12 and a half. Yeah.
Exactly. And the din is when, according to one day, we'll see in the next Mishnah, that a Bogeres has already lost some of a Psulim, so it's no longer a Huba Psula Yikach. So therefore, Koyin Godl can marry. But when he got engaged, he did the right thing. The question, what's the main thing? We're learning more about Kondarashi because most of learn differently. But the question in Kondarashi is, so what's the gay here? When you got engaged or when you got married? Rashi, Maul, Koinza, Misha, Bogra, Lay, Lana, marry or not? What's a Shaila? Bosan is Suin Azlinen, or Bosan Edison Azlinen? Do we go after the Suin Azlinen or Rashi? Bosar Kicha the Edison Azlinen, look at the time of Edison, top of the page, Vishadi Lay is permitted, or Bosan is Suin Azlinen, after getting married, we keep in the Bogra, Asilas, us. Amalei said to him, Tinnisua, didn't we learn with Edish earlier in the Mishnah, Nis, Armalu, let's say someone is possible to a Koyin, but they only got engaged. It depends if they got engaged or they actually got married, whether she can go back to her original family in Itruma. Nis Armalu and his gosh mean Hannes Suyin, she got married Psulus. Mina Edison, she only got engaged to the Koyin Shadis. Now those clearly from here we say, well, when is a Koyin Pasul? Only from the Nisuyin. Nisuyin is the most important part. Omalei, so Bchia says back to Shmuel. Lishavia Chalola, like Kamabayli. You're bringing me a Rai from how they made someone a Chol. That was my question. The beard, the Mishavia Chalola, of course, over there, it's the beard. The Taylor said he shouldn't come. And therefore, if he did, it's the beard that makes the Isser. Ki Kamabayli, my question is, well, who Isha Bepsula Yikach? It says in the Pasik that your person, a Koyin, should take Psulam Yikach. Which Yikach are we talking about? My Kicha de Kedushin being, we're comparing it to Kedushin by Kicha. By kedushin, kicha chishisha, or he kicha the nesuyin binen, or when he kicha by nesuyin, because we see by halala zayin it says say la yikach and it says by nesuyin. Which kicha are we talking about over here? So the shayin find hard the gemara here. I mean, what was Rabbi Shmuel's havamin even to bring in a meisa with a psul to getting married? I mean, what's halal shayches? Anyway, Rashi. No Rashi. Omalei, so Shmuel answered him back. Hanami Tinisua. We also learned this. Edis Esho Almona. It says later on, if somebody got engaged in Almona, a Koyin Hedyot is allowed to marry a widow. We're about 8 lines on top of the page. A Koyin Hedyot to marry a widow. But what happened was when this man, the Leah's Koyin Gogol, before he got married to her. Once he's married to her, it doesn't make a difference. But before he got married to her, he became a Koyin Gadol. Is he allowed to marry or not? Talking about in the case of Yevama, if it happens to be Reuben who passed away young, happened to marry a divorcee, and now Shimon's brother is waiting. That was what we talking about yesterday. Now,
so
the Koyin Gadol,
he's engaged to her,
and then Koyin Gadol. The shaila is, can he now marry or not? And the din is yichnes. He is allowed to marry this. So isn't that a rai that the main thing is what? The engagement. As long as you got engaged legally, it's all right. L'chei the rai, the engagement. Which now the Gemara is saying, punkt verkehrt at the beginning. At the beginning, we wanted to say the main thing is the marriage. Right? We brought the rai from the cholo. Now we're saying, no, the main thing is engagement. The rai from the Koyin Gadol, if he got engaged to this, the Koyin Hedyot, got engaged to this woman who's an almana, then became a Gadol, he's allowed to live with her. So the Gemara, there is a pasuk, shiny hossam, there is different chesiv. It says in the pasuk, what it says in the pasuk that amana you shouldn't marry. It says lo yikach, and then it says kim psula ma'am of yikach isha. It says isha. What do you mean yikach isha? Isha's extra. We're talking about taking a wife. So because it's taking a wife, it comes to tell you, it actually tell you that what that if you got engaged to while she's amana, then you could marry her to make her your isha. Rashi. You got engaged in a widow in his man. Leah's Koyin Gadol. Then you report to become a Koyin Gadol. You can continue marrying her. Freidige Gemara Hochanam here too. Ksiv it says, Isha. It says in the pasuk, "Who Isha bipsula yikach." Let's dash it for the word Isha, that you can make it, that as long as if you got engaged to her while psulim, you can marry her as a wife. And for the Gemara, because it's Isha singular, we dash an achas v'loishtayim. Only one Isha we're going to allow. Only one Isha we're going to allow. We're going to say we look at the time of the engagement, not the other one. So we're going to allow a kohen for kohen hegyet engaged to an almana, and then he became a kohen gadol. We're going to allow him to marry because an engagement is all right, but we're not going to allow a kohen gadol who got engaged to a psula and then she became a begeris. We're not going to allow him to marry. For anyone a matter is, why did you decide to increase the line before the Mishnah? Why did you decide to include a kohen hegyet married almana can then come kohen gadol engaged almana can marry her and exclude a kohen gadol who got engaged to a psula or a nida or a tana and then she became a begeris before they got married? The case of the girl who became a beget is her body changed. It's a different girl. And therefore...
What's the pshat? Because she grew older or because she lost her
soul? Physical change. And therefore, because of physical change in her, so it's like a new person, the Kohen Gadol wants to marry, now it's Asr. Mashiach, in the case of Laman, the Kohen Hed, the Laman didn't change at all. And he just changed his status, his halacha, but he didn't change his body. There's a big chakira nacharonim. What exactly, and again, a lot of shaylas, but what exactly is a kohen gadol? Is a kohen gadol a kohen hegyet plus? Or is a kohen gadol something else totally different? In other words, if a kohen gadol marries a grusha, did he do two avedas or one aveda? A kohen hegyet doesn't marry a grusha, and he's a kohen gadol. So did he do a double aveda? You know, he's a kohen hegyet plus is a kohen gadol? Or do we say no? That he's a new person? They want to bring an eye from here. It says v'holo yishtan negufa, that over here nothing changed, just the halacha changed. That means he's still a kohen hegyet plus, because if he takas no longer kohen hegyet, then there was a change here also. That's what some achrayim, the Sameach and others talk about. Same question as a kohen. Same question as an ordinary kohen. Big shayla in halacha. Who's a kohen? Is a kohen a levi but plus, or is a kohen bechlal somebody else? What happens a kohen is a chol? Does he have a dinah of a levi? Who's a kohen chol? Is a kohen chol a yisrael or is a kohen chol a levi? Because what's a kohen? Is a kohen a levi plus or a kohen is? Because the fact that Ezra punished the levim, it took the mice away the levim and gave it to the kohenim. They want to bring an eye from there that kohenim were levim, but plus they were kohenim. So therefore, when they took away the mice, the malishan from the levim as a punishment, he gave them to kohenim because they were entitled to it. That's a tater gate. Yeah.
Towards the end of the 40 years,
Of course not. Right? As a Levi, he couldn't do avodah in the Mishkan. Of course not. Of course he couldn't.
Did he?
No. Tresha didn't. He didn't until he became a kohen.
No. The avodah of the Levi.
We don't know. Who knows? No one talks about it.
Was he counted in this whole thing?
Yeah. That's the question.
With the exchanges between the Levi and the kohen.
That's the whole question.
He wasn't a kohen.
There's a possibility that
he
became
a kohen. No, not until he
became a kohen.
This is my question.
No, I'm asking.
True. Good point. I don't think they bring that, but that's a good point.
A kohen, a gadol me'echov.
Yeah, sounds like he's a kohen plus.
He is a kohen. Not vos. He's greater than all the other
coin. Interesting discussions.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, the whole thing came. What happens if he's temporarily a coin?
Yeah, he still remains a coin god. He can never do the, even the guy lower than him, exactly. Can never go back to an ordinary coin.
About his wife.
Sorry?
The whole machlokes here about his wife. They appoint him another wife anyway. This one is like a.
Yeah, but he's allowed to live with her, Bechlal. He's allowed to go ahead. Let's do that.
Hang on. So I said, you know,
we've
got the same thing with the
Kohen Gadol.
They're allowing him to wear the white stuff.
See, by Rabbanim, they have a thing called a Rabbi Emeritus. What do you do by a Kohen Gadol? You put up another chair. You give him another, a higher chair up in the...
It's nothing. Well, you know the famous story with the two old Torah Bachar went on a shlichus somewhere and they come to the shul and they see the clock on all over. Emeritus, so they call up the office and say, yeah, could we please meet with Rabbi Emeritus? Sorry, the Rabbi Emeritus is deceased. Oh, really? When will he be back?
Rashi. Achel is time to rutsu achel is rabbi is time on one and two. He's trying to goof it, but get in the stand of goof it. And soon I'm on the line, he's trying to change. Okay, Mishnah.
Slowly.
Okay, this thing that we just said about a begeris, that a kohen cannot marry a begeris, a kohen gadol cannot marry a begeris, is a big machlekes tanoim. We know that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Bu'ula. It says the Pasuk Klar. It says the Pasuk should marry a Psula. Now, when it comes to Begetis, she's not a Bu'ula. She's just a 12 and a half. But she lost some of her Psulim. So the question is, what happens in this case? It says the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Yisa Almona, Kohen Gadol marry an Almona, Bein Almona, Mina Edis, and whether she's an Almona from Edis, the Pasuk is Almona. He shouldn't take. So whether an Almona is a widow only from engaged, Bein Almona, Mina Suyin, number one. Number two, we'll soon see how we know that. Vela Yisa Esa Begetis, I may, it holds. The Tanakama holds, you're not allowed to marry a Begetis because she lost some of Psulim. However, Rabbi Lozor and Abshimin, Machshini Begetis, they said, she's not a Bula. She's still a Psula. She still has some of Psulim. And therefore, Kohen Gadol can marry her. The last thing is, Vela Yisa es mukas eight. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who lost the psulim because of a piece of wood that fell in there that removed the psulim. She's no longer a psula. Rashi. Yisa es mukas eight. Pluktayu befadu begemara. The Gemara explains. Zodi Gemara. Tadu mami learned. Almana leikach. It says almana she should not take. So bein almana mina edis and bein almana mina suyin makes no difference. Pshita. Why would you think otherwise? The Tadus says almana grusha. Any almana. Nay. I would have thought Leilith Almana Mitomer. Let's learn from Tomer over there when she was called an Almana. The first time it says the word Almana is by Tomer. And what do we know about Tomer? She was actually married to Yehuda's children. Mala Hala Minhanasuyin from the Suyin. Avkan Minhanasuyin. Over here also every time it says Almana, maybe it's Dafka through marriage, Kamashalan, that even though she's only engaged. How do we talk in Obemochanami? Maybe Taka only when she's married. Dumya de Grusha. It says the Pasuk Almana Ugrusha. The Chalala Zayna. As Eila Lo Yikach. So because it says compare Almana to Grusha. Ma Grusha Bein Min Hanasuyin Bein Min Edison. Ma Grusha makes no difference if it was married or not. Af Almana Bein Min Edison Bein Min Edison makes no difference. Rashi. Pshita Almana. Stoma Masha Stam. Mit Tomas Shevi Almana. Remainia the Almana. Dumya Grusha. Ve Grusha Pshita Lo Yikach. No question. The Stoma Yid. The Lesla. Ve Meilu Kina Finger Shevi Almana. Well, how do we know this Rashi? Because there's no reason to think otherwise. What's the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon whether Kohen Gadol marry Begetis or not? Tana Bana, we learn this is how we dash in the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Isha bib suleha yikach." Could it have said "Isha psul yikach"? So it's like an extra psuleha her psulim, and then it says "bib in her psulim." So there's like a miyat and a riba here. What's the miyat coming to the ma'id, and what's the riba? What's going on here? So the machlekes here, if it would have said only psula, what would we have thought? Psula means that all the psulim have to be in existence, or does psula mean even part of the psulim? And then psuleha comes in opposite. What? Psula means kol psula or mitzvah psula. It's also psula. Some of psula, yeah, can mean that as some of the psula are still there, even though she grew up already.
She hasn't had a relationship with any man.
Yeah, but a 12 and a half year old girl lost some of her psulim, but she's still a psulim. Exactly.
When you read a ksuba, people don't listen. When you read a ksuba, you say that the color, you describe the colors of psula. It's not the psula that Kohen Gadol requires.
You know how many frumer cries in today, they don't let the girls do aerobics.
Yeah,
because they don't want to lose the psulim. Even though the fact is, you lose psulim, for sure. The fact is, by the time you're 21, 22, you know, anyway, as soon as you
kids ride bikes and things like that.
Yeah, says the Gemara.
If a Kohen Gadol was married before he was a Kohen Gadol, right? Once
he's Kohen Hedyot, yeah.
Right? So when he becomes a Kohen Gadol,
there's no shame.
Is it the mitzvah that he has to take himself of 12?
It's a big machlekes, and a big machlekes in Achroinim. Achroinim, Afikayam has a whole arichas on that. Whether it's an aveda or it's a mitzvah to take the Afikah Psula. No, he has to take a go get a psula or
go marry another person.
Okay, so on that basis, could she use the argument and say that in order to fulfill the mitzvah, it's enough if he has one wife as a psula, but the rest doesn't matter?
No, but it's an issa, I say, to take anything else. There's one thing, the question is it an issa or is it a mitzvah? Is it a lava bomb mekal say or is it a takana say, go marry somebody? Go, you know, your question. So the Gemara, Issa, Begetis, tell me what we learned. It says the pasuk, "Who isha b'psula yikach?" So he will soon say how it works. Prat lebegedes, you cannot. A kohen gadol can marry begedes. Why not? She kolula b'psula. Some of b'psula, not all, but some of b'psula are gone. Divrei Rab Meir, Rab Elozer, Rab Shimon, machshirin b'begedes. Say, look, since some of b'psula remain, she's kosher. What's going on? The Maika Mifgi, what exactly is the machlekes? The Gemara explains. Rabbi Meir says the word psula on its own. The Torah would have said isha psula. I would have thought afilu mikzas psuli mashma. As long as some of the psula are there, it's all right. So then the Tzedek Psuleha come to change from the normal shot. Now what? Not mix of psulim. I need kol psulim. I could call up psulim. So I need what? It's a chumra. I need that the girl should be under 12 and a half, so all the psulim are still there. Then what's the bipsula? If ipsula is a kumli machme, bipsula is a kumli meko. What's the kula bipsula? Bikedarka in. If she became a bool at the age of 11, when is it also to the kohen? Only if it was done bikedarka. But if she was a ba'ula, but not the normal conventional way, she's not considered a ba'ula, and she's all right. So the chumra the kula to the kohen gadol. Okay, that's a make. Comes along at Abba Laza, Rab Shimon Delim Puvaket. Again, there's a riba, there's a meat, there's a chumra, there's a kula. But because they hold the word psula means just the opposite of Rameh, therefore everything else is forget. They say psula is mashma, psula shleil mashma. The word psula on its own would mean that she has to have all the psulim that begins to be no good. Then the psula comes to change that around, that even mixes is all right. That fill the mix of psulim is also right. That even mixes is all right. And what is bibs? So what, in other words, being mekel, the 12 and a half year old girl could marry a kohen gadol. So what's bibsula? Can't be machma, the what? I don't care if it's conventional or not conventional. It's usher. L'cheda over here, it would sound like that when we say not conventional, we don't mean what we normally mean. Over here, it means dosh v'zoyer b'chutz. Dosh b'fnim v'zoyer b'chutz. Because if it means on the backside, what does it have to do with
the word about the
psulim? Exactly. So l'cheda over here, shalai k'dake means something else.
Unless Bisulun just means poshut untouched.
Never had a relation. Understand. That's what normally
that's what you say, Bisulas ha'oretz, you know, virgin earth, you know.
Okay, let's see Rashi. 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 Even some have the matter the place only sounds like has on kedarka im nivla nivsla kedarka. Aber bilish like kedarka loy. What do you mean like mokum sula? It's not mokum sula if it's like kedarka normal shot. The amazing was like that. Like remember my girl, the midish at Jacob was like, I mean, I feel like that. Can she live with Rabbi Lazar? Kim the Sula, my baguettes. Coach can bull us like a dark here. Therefore, he also crawled Misha also because he matter. I watch like a dark is more to get a shin in. But Rabbi Lachede, Lachede, that's what I'm saying. But Rabbi Lazar, Shimon Sabri, they hold Iabixib Sula, they hold Sula Shlem Masha, all of it. All the psulim have to be retained. Umitzah begedah be asa hashasib b'sulah. I feel the mitzah b'sulim mashal rabbi begedahs. Bibsulah beis yaseida mashal tei b'sulah shalah. Of the mekul don't lose anything. I de bila ben kedakh lekedakah. The kivan is rabbi begedahs latei hetzet. It's the mitzah b'olos lekedakah. Tell you what, right? Omer avinu merav comes along. Avinu merav says nivelah shalay kedakah. If a woman had be a shalay kedakah, is pasul lekuhuna. Is pasul lekuhuna. Which this is the opinion of Rab Shimon Rab Elazar, not the mayor. Could a mayor hold like a doctor for the word bipsula as muta? If she had be like a doctor at the age of 11, 12, pasul klukuna. Okay, Rashi pasul klukuna the coin godru, a coin godru. Shemitzuva ala psula. He has to only marry psula. Avale hedyet. When it comes to hedyet, I feel like a doctor. Even if she had relations, who cares? As long as she didn't become a zayna. Sheda the ain zayna. What makes a woman a zayna? Ela hanivelas la asala. Only someone's asar. Okay, Masiv Rav Rav has a question. It says in the pasuk, "The loy si Elisha." If somebody seduces a girl, he has to pay $50 to the father of the girl, and then it says, "The loy si Elisha." He has to marry her. So we dashen has to be someone that is ro to be his wife. Isha haruyeloi. In other words, if it's usher to you, then you don't have the mitzvah. Prat almona can go if a kohen gadol, yen a kohen gadol goes ahead and seduces this girl.
Yeah, an almona.
Actually, it's talking about rape here. So worse, it's ma'anis a girl. So if he's ma'anis a girl,
and yet
he didn't lose his. You want to know about Kohen Gadol? If a Kohen Gadol raped a girl, doesn't lose his job. Then there's nothing he'll do. He'll ever lose his job. Yeah. I'm saying here. So he asked the question before if a Kohen Gadol can ever lose his job. So I'm saying here's a Kohen Gadol who is ma'anis a girl, right? He still has a job. Still a Kohen Gadol. Yeah. So, prat l'almona gan gadol. If he's ma'anis almona or a grusha v'chalutz gan hedjah with ma'anis a grusha chalutz, then they don't have the mitzvah of marrying.
It's also according to this Yisrael who's ma'anis and a sufi shtaki or something, a girl from that kind of yichus.
Same thing. If it's a suffix mamzeres, you know what? Yeah. Says the Gemara. A heichi dummy. We're seeming to be saying that the reason why he's not allowed to because she's an almona. Hey, what are we talking about? If he raped her, you know why the Kohen Gadol can't live with her? Not because she's an almana, but because she's no longer a psula. And we just said a Kohen Gadol can only live with a psula. What's in the gay here that she's an almana? If it was a conventional way, why you tell me that the Kohen Gadol cannot marry her because he was an almana? She's a bula. And yet it seems to me the only problem we have here is because the Kohen Gadol can't marry because she's an almana. Not because of she's a bu'ula. Why? You just raped her. Must be that you did like a darka. And like a darka is not a problem. How far as a Kohen Gadol is concerned. But over here, because she's not mother, that's why you can't. This is a raya. This is a kasha and rav. And this is a raya to Rav Meir's opinion that says like a darka is mutter. El alav, she like a darka. Must be like a darka. And the only problem is she's not the only problem Kohen Gadol has not mother. She's a bu'ula. He's a krashi. But let's see, Ma'anis not absolutely. He raped a young girl. Prat l'mon, I mean, Edison, v'zeh, Ma'anis Kohen Gadol. This man's a Kohen Gadol. I grew she chluz min Edison, he, im Kohen Hedjit, or Kohen Hedjit. We're talking about she's from Edison, otherwise she's a bull as well. What do you mean, Zalmona? Hey, chidom, he hach, bi'ez oyne, shabal, Kohen Gadol, that he raped her. Tevele, da hav le bula, v'tad le kamen, anus, atzibuz, atzib lo yisa, he shouldn't marry. And yes, so that's why he can't marry.
But
I'm just saying, you're close. You don't lose your job. Her. It's for life.
He passed her, but he's fine.
It's for life. So the Gemara, Hamani Rameiri. That's not a kasha rav. This Bryce clearly holds that Loi Kedarka. This Bryce holds that Loi Kedarka is a mayor. That says that Loi Kedarka Kohen Gadol let her marry. She's not considered a bula. And Rav, when he said that if a Kohen Gadol boy or Shalika Dark is Usr, is talking about he holds like a brother Shimon. Rav, oh my God, Rabbul Usr, no problem. Rashi. How many I made on Absula, she called Psule, Kayamin, all the Prat, the Begetis. Vayatale left over Psule, the Mutibul, as like Dark, the Shimutif. But Rav, the Psule, Rav, who passes that war, that a bullish Shalika Dark is also possible Kohen Gadol, holds like a brother, but Leo Psule is mixed as Psulim. A little bit, little buye begetis, and to tell the why that a begetis is the mutter gan godl, and va osa comes along bipsula, lemute buulish like a dark kitlil. Says the Gemara. Yeah, says the Gemara. If he follows Abulazar, then why do you have to say the problem is that she's an almana? Or the chayt is another problem here altogether, and that is that she's a zayna. Because the din is that according to Rabbi Lozer, Ponoi Habal Apnuya, she's a Zaina. So if the Kohen Gadol raped her, she had, doesn't matter if it's Mutatur or not Mutatur, she is a Zaina, and therefore he's also a Zaina. So my idiot, why do you have to say Mishum Bu'ul? Tevei Dabla Zaina, she's a Zaina. Don't Rabbi Ponoi Apnuya, she's also a Zaina, it's a Grashi. Dabla Zaina, but fill the Kohen Hedge, then you can head to us. Don't Rabbi Lozer, the Kamun Bepirkin. I don't understand, so why can't we just say that Rav doesn't follow Rabbi Loz, he follows Rabbi Shimon? Remember the two opinions, Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon. Why can't he follow Rabbi Shimon that says that Abulish Lagadarka is Asr, she's a Bula, and we're not worried about Zayna because Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that she's a pony, he's a Zayna. Don't know. Anyway, Rabbi Yisef said, I'll give you an example where it's a Bulish Lagadarka, and she's not a Zayna. How is that possible? Kigain Shinivala Lebehema. They always go out this Kohen Gadol. He raped the girl.
Which one's worse? This one or the guy falling
fall off the roof?
I was just wondering.
So this woman was nivla to behemoth. So therefore, even though she's a bu'ula, she's a like a dar girl.
So the Kohen Gadol could marry her.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Just comfort yourself with the tanyas. A lot of this stuff will never happen.
Moso yisborech, malubish binyonim gashmim. That's it.
Says the Gemara. The Hossa, what in my is? Mishum bu'ula ika. She's a bu'ula. Mishum zayna leka. She's a bu'ula, but she's not a zayna. So Kohen Gadol maybe can marry her if she's like a dak. So Amale Abaye Memanish.
Is that common in those days?
You'll soon see a story in the Gemara. Okay, Gemara brings a story just to prove how common it is. Just listen.
Why
soon
you
see.
Can't leave your behemoth?
Yeah, the horse. That's an avodah zara, yeah. Amale they like to eat a horse better than their own wives.
Yeah.
Omale Abaye said, I don't know if I'm honest. If you can tell me that she's considered a Bu'ula, the behemoth, that's Zaina Mahava. That's Zaina. The Zaina, if you can tell me that, but the behemoth, you're not a Zaina, then nor are you a Bu'ula. That means it doesn't count. It doesn't count all the way. You can't have it halfway. Bu'ula Mahava. Rashi is only like the afin lekamish maitin ain't nusla behema. He's only like having him kein labi. It's not going to be. But afin lekain gadol is mutter. The Gemara v'chi tema. I can tell me midi da have a mukas eight shaloi kedarka. If you can tell me what, no, that she's like a mukas eight shaloi kedarka. The behema like a mukas kedarka, which means what? That she's a buula, even though she's not a zayin. So as far as the kain gadol is concerned, if a girl lost a psulim with a behema, even though it's not considered as nus, they're usher. Im Cain, if so, ein loch isha shekshayda likuhuna. There's not one woman out there that's kosher to kuhuna. You know why? Shlei nas is mukus eight. That's right. Even though a natural mukus eight may be that you know girls can avoid, but shlei kedaka. If you're sitting in if you're riding a bike, or if you then they wipe themselves in the bathroom.
The Baron used to touch shlei mukus eight. He used to say she sat on a log.
Why shlei kedaka?
Like a darko, using because your purpose here is to wipe yourself in the bathroom, and as a result of that, you lose your psulim. Yeah, not something like darko.
Abnormal, abnormal way.
Yeah, not normal way. Yeah. Rashi, we said before the two kinds of like a darkos. Like a darko is totally unconventional. Like a darko doesn't mean dosh b'fnim v'zayr b'chutz, which means. Okay, Rashi. V'chi teima midav mukazeitz. The Rabbi Loza kama b'maslis. Rabbi Loza the Mishnah also like yises mukazeitz. You shouldn't marry a girl who lost the psulim as a result of natural things or mukazeitz, for example. V'tibay lemeima. I feel mukazeitz. Look at that psula. And we're trying to say that a mukazeitz. What do you say there? The mukazeitz. Psula. Okay, could be hard to understand. Then what does it do with psulim?
Right. That's what I'm trying to understand.
I don't know. We were saying before that the whole chatting about here is that there's different like kedarkas. Interesting to see what Steinzel says over here. Imke Rashi. Ainlach Isha Shekshada Lekohuna Gedele Shle Nasis Mukazet I date Sroy. So Kinua Besa Kise. Wipe yourself. You're invited. Elam Rab Zeda. I'll give you a hechet timtze where she's a baula and yet she's not a zayna. How is that possible? Because the kohen gadol, according to our belozer, even with even a single people at once together, she's already a zayna. So how could she be a baula and not a zayna? Ela Rab Zeida bim mamenes, a girl who's under 12, she had relations with her husband. She's allowed to have relations with her husband. So she's a baula, but she's not a zayna because hapealocha she's allowed to have relations with her husband. And therefore she's also the kohen gadol. Rashi, Elab Zeda Mishkacha be fine. Lahad Rav, Eli Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar, Rav Beula. Rav says that what if she's possible to koyim like a daker? Rav Beula, v'loy zayne, v'loy amone, v'loy grusha. Big tana yisrim, a young girl hanisas lebal, and the whole time was ubalosh like a daker. Remember, Rav came along and said a din that a girl was boyish like a daker is possible to kuna. So we asked. If it follows Rabbi Loza, then every time that she is boil, she's automatically a zayna. So the problem is she's possible because not because of a bull, it's because of a zayna. So we need to find a case where she could be a bull and not a zayna. And how is that? A young girl who's been mayan and a shalekadaka because her whole time she had relations with her husband's like a daka. Here it could be the normal way. Umina by then kampsul zuz, while money get a shimashmina, Rav, the yesh kampsul bull, the kind god. But we're invited. Amar Rav Simachia, get back to what we said before. Nivula le behema. If he had relations with the behema, she had relations with the behema. Kshay le kudah. She can still marry a kohen, because we don't consider behema as nus. Tanya na mihochi. Even though you get skila, but you don't get. That's nus. The Issa is there. Nivula le misha ain't a ish. If he had bila, see, Gemara wants to be respectful to someone who's not a man, a human. Afa pisha beskila. Kshay le kudah. It's kosher le kudah. Grashik le kudah. Feel the kohen godl. The mukis eitz ba'almihi, it's no different than a mukis eitz. And in our Mishnah, we had a machlekes. Man, the shodi, mukis eitz, shodi ba, allows here as well. Says the Gemara.
Why does the Gemara suddenly change the lashon of Mishnah and Ish? Rashi touches a poshut means behema.
Yeah.
One line before, we used the term, nivelo behema. What's putzling with the side we're going to be listening?
This braise, the Tana, was a very, different people saying it. That was a simi bachia. Speaking to the point, is it the braise? Kios of Dimiyama, maise, look at the story. Maisa Beribach, the Maisa little girl. The Hisla in the town of Hisla, wherever that is, Shahoisa Mechabed Zabaya, she was bending over and sweeping the floor of a house. The Rava Caleb Kufri and her big dog came behind her, Machara, and raped her, or whatever, had relations with her. And the question that was, and obviously she didn't walk away. And the question that was is she Mutter to Koyin? They Achshedad Ebil Kuni, Mater her to a Koyin Godum, because Nus Behem is not Nus. So you see it happened. It wasn't the people brought the animals on them. The animals couldn't control themselves.
Hunting dog.
Yeah.
The story of Samuel Kohen Gadol that happened in the time of Korban and how many years before that.
It's one of these stories that were passed down from generation to generation. Rashi, the Mishnah, Yish Behemah. Why? The Gemara says that soon. The Gemara will ask that question in 1 minute. Sorry? No, we're saying by Behemah, we don't care if Kedak. By Behemah, ain't Nusla Behemah. That's the point. Kedak or Kedak makes no difference.
Even though she did it.
Sorry? Kohen Gadol. We'll see in a minute.
She did it, but Rotz and she became Skila.
Yeah, but as Lush is not.
Here was Oinus, though. So let's say. Skila, but.
Oh, you have to have Eidim, no Eidim, b'chayeskila. Yeah. The Rashi b'skila im yash Eidim v'asro, abheicha deleke Eidim v'asro, k'shei kashal kuna. B'hisle shei makum kufri, not stam a dog. Klovim g'doylim, these are the big hound dogs, bloodhounds, shetzodim and chayis, the hunting dogs that you use to catch animals. Machareh shaloi kedaka. V'hi kedaka legor mukas eitz. If you hold that a mukas eitz is asr, then she's asr. Here we're talking about that wasn't even a mukas eitz, because everybody should mutter the going on. Says Yimara B'shmuel, Well, the Kohen Gadol to Kohen Gadol be made every Kohen Gadol me have it. What kind of Kohen Gadol was there? El Ruya the Kohen Gadol. This it can happen in Takan Shmuel's times and Badimi's times. It was suitable for Kohen Gadol. Omle don't begin Ravashi. The Rosh begin Ravashi. Menor Milsa. How do we know the Rabban and Zusla Behema? How do we know there's no Zusla Behema? How do you take another Chivas and Pasik? Leisavi, do not bring to Mizbeach Osnan Zoyde, the present you gave to a Zoyne. You're not allowed to bring that as a carbon. Or Mechir Kelev, if you make a swap between a dog and a sheep, you're not allowed to bring that sheep to the base of Mikdash. What about, you did it all the way around, Tanan, Osnan Kelev, what about, you said to the Zoyne, you have relations with my dog, not with me, but my dog, I'll give you a sheep. Is that sheep Mutam Mizbech? Or Mechir Zoyne, you swap your Shivcha as a Zoyne, you swap your Zoyne for a dog. For a sheep. Can you, you know, you change the order of the Teda. You did the opposite. Mutarin, they're mutar. How do I know? Shneim, it says, Gam Shneim. It says only these two are also. Shneim, but only these two, not these four. Reshi, Rebbe, La'acha, Chur, B'Rabayis, Oni, Kamad, Deir, Nam, Jeresh, Vosef, Tanoim, Umei, Rab, and Yechim, Zakei, Chur, B'Rabayis, many years earlier, Tanan, Mishachor, B'Rabayis, Amidush, Hiske, B'Rabayis, Zakei, Eslan, Kol, Kelev, Shemamad, Ola, Zayna, Abbasad, Zayna, Heilich, Tleza, take the sheep, the Hibali, Le Kalbi. I want you to have a relationship with my dog. I mean, we can't even imagine what's going on here. Actually, 20 years from now, where this world is going to be, it was going.
If you would have voted for the DLP, you could have put a stop to all of this. You had your chance. So don't say you weren't warned.
I actually heard the DLP on the radio, and they said clearly the opposite of what these guys are saying. They said they have no problem with allowing it. So I don't know where they get this. Anyway, Umechir Zayne.
They obviously didn't listen to the Shabbos
Drosh. If you swap the Zayne Tle, Mutari Mizbeh Mutter, Mudeshur Lesnan, Kalab, Kalab, Alma Lav Znus Nat Znus. That's the Rai we bring here. The Rai is not called Znus. Torah Bam Glant. Anus is Atzma, if a Kohen Gadol raped a girl, and he still remains a Kohen Gadol. Umefut is Atzma, if he seduced a girl, Lo Yisa. He shouldn't marry them because they're no longer a Psula. However, v'im nasa nasi, if he did marry them, they remain married. Remember, he's the one who made them from psula to bula. However, anusas chaveda, if your friend raped a girl, or you had no shaykhis to that, and by the time you come along, she's a bula already, or mufutas chaveda, then lo yisa, v'im nasa, if he did marry, v'abalezim and Yaakov Eiman have lad chol. The child is a chol, because it's a psula. It's a bula. The chachamim have lad kosher. The Gemara we'll talk about it right now. Anus is raped before the seduced.
So she was willing afterwards.
That's right. Rashi. Lo yisa kohen gadol l'chsi psula yika b'shas l'kuchit yia psula. When you marry, you should be a psula. So you're married. Nasi. But you're saying over here, if you marry, you're married. Amar avun barav, umaitzi beget. But it doesn't mean that we allow you to remain married. If you raped this girl and you turned her into a ba'ula, we say if you marry, you're married. It doesn't mean that you can stay married. It means that the kedushin is chal, but we want you to divorce her. At the end of the day, she wasn't a psula when you married her. You still have to divorce her. Well, the Hodik Tani, it says, Im Nasa Nasa. It says clearly, if you're married, you remain married. Sounds like you don't have to give her a get. I'm going to Yaakov Elohim to tell you, She'ein Mishalim Knas B'Mefuta. The Chiddush is that normally by Mefuta, okay, by a rape, you pay $100 here, you pay $50. Normally, you have to pay a Knas. But if you married her, even though you have to divorce her straight away, you're considered married. In what respect are you considered married? that you no longer have to pay a penalty because you married her. Rashi, she'ein mishal knas mufuta. That's where the marriage helps. That this kohen gadol, if this is a girl that he seduced, she'ein mufuta he ahanu le nesuyin. What did the nesuyin help? Le miftere miknasi. He doesn't have to pay the knas. The one who seduced does not pay knas. Only if he doesn't marry. If he decides to hurry up and marry her, to pay it all. If the kohen gadol marries her, even though they're not allowed to remain married, he has to. I will own if you raped her. If you rape her, you got to pay the penalty straight away. If it says. So if you rape her, you have to pay the penalty to the father of the girl, regardless whether you marry or not. But if you seduced her, you don't have to. So when it says over here that if you're married, you remain married, doesn't mean you remain married, you still have to divorce her, but at least you have to pay the penalty. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow, Mitch.